from Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump touched the Western Wall in Jerusalem on Monday, the first visit at the Jewish holy site by a sitting American president. He walked alone to the massive stone wall after hearing a brief history of the holiest site in Judaism. He placed his right hand on the wall for about 30 seconds, and then, as is custom, he tucked a small prayer note into a crevice. Trump's visit was ensnared in the history of Jerusalem and the unending disputes between Israel and the Palestinians over boundary lines. President Trump assailed Iranian aggression and military ambitions as he arrived in Israel Monday on his first visit to the Jewish state as the American president. He spoke in Jerusalem alongside Israeli President Reuven Rivlin ahead of talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
And Israel's hand is extended to peace. In peace to all our neighbors, including the Palestinians. The peace we seek is a genuine and durable one in which the Jewish state is recognized, security remains in Israel's hands, and the conflict ends once and for all.
The president said the United States and Israel can declare with one voice that Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon, never ever, and must cease its deadly funding, training, and equipping of terrorists and militias, and it must cease immediately. He said there is a growing realization among your Arab neighbors they have common cause with you in the threat posed by Iran and is indeed a threat. He said there is no question about that. In Tehran, the newly reelected Iranian president Hassan Rouhani said Iran wants terrorism uprooted in the Middle East. This is VOA News. Rouhani also said stability could not be achieved in the Middle East without his country's help. He said the Americans do not know our religion. That's what the catch is. He said that in response to a question from the Associated Press. Turkey has summoned the U.S. ambassador to protest what it called the aggressive treatment of Turkish security personnel during last week's visit to Washington by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The move appears to be in response to strong U.S. criticism of the Turkish security personnel who apparently attacked demonstrators last week. The U.S. had summoned the Turkish ambassador to the U.S. following the violence. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert confirmed the U.S. ambassador to Turkey was summoned to discuss, quote, the violent incidents involving protesters and Turkish security personnel. More than 220 people at least 26 former generals have gone on trial in Turkey, accused of instigating last July's failed military coup. Among those on trial is a former Air Force commander. Turkey accuses the U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen of fomenting the July 15, 2016 uprising that left more than 260 people dead. Gulen has denied involvement. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Monday announced it has extended by 6 months Haitian immigrants' access to a program of humanitarian protection. At least 50,000 Haitian immigrants are registered for Temporary Protected Status, or TPS, which lets them live and work in the United States. TPS was offered in the wake of a deadly 2010 earthquake in Haiti. It was set to expire July 23rd. It has now been extended through January 22nd. A new report says more than 30 million people were displaced within their own countries last year. The Internal Displacement Monitoring Center and the Norwegian Refugee Council cite conflict, criminal violence, and natural disasters as the driving force behind the uprooting of tens of millions of people. And leaked Facebook documents reveal the company walks a fine line between free speech and violent or hateful content. The Guardian newspaper says it obtained the more than 100 internal training manuals, spreadsheets, and flowcharts outlining how the social media giant decides what content can stay and what gets taken down. According to the documents, Facebook does allow certain posts that contain violent language. For example, it's okay to post "Let's beat up fat kids," but prohibited to post "Someone shoot Trump." People commonly express disdain or disagreement by threatening or calling for violence in unserious ways, reads one of the documents.
That's the latest world news from VOA.